I was thinking about truth, because that we've been looking at this, the Bible, we tend to think of it as one book, don't we? But actually there's lots of books in the Bible, and we've been looking at this book called Revelation and what Jesus says to the churches, the groups of people in the churches. I think Dempsey's up for this, you know. And in this book, this letter today we're looking at is written to a group called Pergamum. And by the way, I'm okay with this because we're going to welcome Dempsey into the family today. And families have kids and kids are noisy. I'm cool with that. So don't you worry about it. but we've been looking at this letter to Pergamum. And Jesus is saying in this letter, he's saying, there's all this stuff going on around you, guys. Lots of false stuff, false news, lies. He's saying, stick to the truth. That's what he's saying in that letter. And I got to thinking, what is truth? I mean, when you've got the most powerful man in the world, in the most powerful country in the world, seeming to make things up as he goes along and then saying that they're true, what is truth? And then we've got Brexit, haven't we? Both sides of Brexit, both sides have said things to us to get us to believe them that aren't true. It doesn't matter where you fall, both sides have done it, haven't they? And I thought, does it matter about truth? Does it really matter? I mean, couldn't you just think what you want to be true and that'd be okay? And couldn't I think what I want to be true and that'd be okay? As long as we don't upset anyone, isn't that all right? But I don't think that's what Jesus, who is the person that we're welcoming Dempsey into today, would say such a thing. I think actually he says there is a truth. We've learned from one of the other churches that we read about a couple of weeks ago, we learned actually that we are to keep the main thing, the main thing. The main thing is Jesus. This building is fantastic. The party you're going to have later on is brilliant. But actually, we're to keep Jesus at the centre of what we're doing. That's what we read the other week. And then again after that, we read another church. We read Smyrna, it's called. We read, actually, that even if you follow Jesus, life is good and bad. I mean, does anyone not experience good and bad in life? Is it only me that gets both good and bad? Sometimes you get Christians tell you, don't listen to a Christian that tells you. If a Christian tells you, if you say yes to Jesus, it's all going to be hunky-dory. Don't listen to that, because it's not. It's good and bad for both for those who follow Jesus, and it's good or bad for those that don't follow Jesus. The difference we learnt the other week was, if you follow Jesus, he says, I'll be with you in the good and the bad. And so we've learnt quite a lot about that. And now we get to this thing in Pergamum about truth. What is truth? That church in Pergamum is in the middle of it all going on, like I said. They've got these academics over here in this big old library, one of the first libraries in the world. And these academics are all saying, when they're quaffing their wine, you know, they're looking down on us, they're saying, this is truth. And then over here, you've got all the politicians and the political people who are worshipping the emperor, and they're saying, no, this is truth. Worship the emperor. Do that. He's the way to go. And then over here, you've got one religion saying this is truth, and another one over. It's a mixture of false news and untruths all over the place. And then in the middle of it, Jesus says, calm down, guys. Relax. Don't take on board all this false news, all this rubbish out there. Follow the truth of him. He says this. So it's a bit weird. He does this sometimes. He said, to the one who is victorious, I will give some of the hidden manna. It's a bit weird, though, isn't it? But actually what he's saying is, to the people that know truth in Jesus, I will give you food. He's relating to other stories in the Bible. And of course, he's not talking about... See, now Dempsey thinks I'm about to feed him. He's not talking about real food, Dempsey. Sorry, man. He's talking about the hunger each of us have in us to find the truth of why we're here on this earth. And he says, if you follow me, I will feed that hunger. You will no longer be hungry. That's what Jesus is saying. And then he says this. He says, I'll give that person a white stone with a new name written on it. Again, that's a bit weird, isn't it? What the heck's a white stone all about? But coming from my background, I can relate to this, because in those times, if you were up in front of the beak, if you were up to be judged by the judge, and someone said, you've done something, this guy stole some stuff from me. The judge, if he handed you a black stone, that was not good news. You were going down. Actually, if you were lucky, you were going down, because in those times, they weren't so slack in their judgment. They would probably kill you instead. But actually, if the judge handed you a white stone, that meant that you were innocent. You were free to go. And that's what Jesus is saying here. He says, I'll give you a white stone with a new name on it. That's what we're doing today with Dempsey. We're giving him a white stone with a new name on it. Not Dempsey. Obviously, Dempsey's still his name. But what Jesus means by that is you won't be known anymore as that guy who did things wrong. You know, he's saying, you know, you won't be known as that person that walked away from your family. You won't be known as that person who stole stuff. You won't be known as that person who just thought bad things. He says, actually, now I will give you a new name. Because Jesus came that we might live again. That we might know him, that we might be forgiven. And that is what a new stone is. When in my late 20s I became come to know Jesus, I wasn't, Jesus said, you're no longer that guy who's chased after money for the last 28 years. You're no longer that guy who stole from your paper round. He said, you're no longer that guy who's sworn at people. He said, you still make those mistakes. He said, but Max, now you have a new name. That's what that letter is about today. Jesus came to die for all of us. That's what we're celebrating later on when we welcome Dempsey into the family. Isn't that good news? There's a lot better news than some of that fake news we get out there, isn't it? But the thing is, I got to thinking about this, and we as a church here, we're trying to work out what it means to be a church in Bedhampton and Lee Park. Because if I'm honest, I see a lot of people from Bedhampton in our church. I don't see too many from Lee Park. Now, I'm a Lee Park boy, so I want some guys from Lee Park here. But actually, also, Lee Park's our parish. We go right down to Barncroft. We want to be a church that shows the sort of people we are. And I was thinking, actually, if this really is the best news, if it isn't, you know, the fake news that Donald Trump's putting out, if Jesus is the best news, then shouldn't we stop mucking around with it and get on with it? If we really believe it to be good, shouldn't we crack on? And then I got to thinking, actually, that's true not just of our church, but also true of us individually, isn't it? Because if I'm honest with you guys, I can turn up on a Sunday, spin a good yarn, sing a few songs. You don't really want to hear me sing, but I can sing a few songs. And then I can go away again. And actually start looking for my truth in that old Max, and the money, and the you know, the beer or whatever it is. Actually, sometimes I, as a Christian, I need to wake up and remember I am a new person in Jesus. I wonder if any of you have that same idea. Because if it's really true, if we're baptizing Dempsey today into the family of Jesus, and he is the way, the truth, and the life, then let's crack on with it. Let's stop messing around with it. Anyway, that was just my reflection on that. That we as a church need to stop messing around and crack on, and individually we need to stop messing around.